The Takeover is also brought to you by Instant Imprints. Promote better with Instant Imprints. Instant Imprints are Boise's visual communications experts and your place for everything you need to promote your business, club, school, or group. As a locally owned business, Instant Imprints specializes in making your organization more visible with custom branded apparel, embroidery, promotional items, print services, and wide format printing for signs, as well as banners and vehicle graphics. Want better ways to get noticed? Visit Instant Imprints at instantimprints.com/Boise or call 208-IMPRINT. That's 208-467-7468.
The Takeover is brought to you by Coffee and Supply Co. Looking for a new coffee experience? Try Coffee and Supply Company located in Eagle, Idaho. It's a family-owned and features a pour-over bar, a unique bites menu, including vegan and gluten-free options, all locally sourced. Mention Speak Boise and receive 10% off any food and beverage. Visit www.coffeeandsupplyco.com or follow them at Coffee and Supply Co.
Hey, yo, play that crazy beat.
Hey, you ready?
Freestyle, but I don't want this mic to go on fire.
No, I totally respect that. Special guest Trey Jones here joining us here on The Takeover. Another episode here. We got, Dylan's joining us. We got Chase Brooks on the Twitter feed. And then y'all with Apple and Spotify, we appreciate you for tuning in. We got Would You Rather. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. A lot of different situations we can think about. Seth's got questions. I got questions. And Trey has questions as well. Boys, sports edition, would you rather? Turn me the fuck up. Let's go. I got some questions. Should I start? Trey, do you want to start? Seth, do you want to start? What are we doing here?
I feel like I'm the guest. I should start.
Yeah, guest goes first. Okay, he wants to start. All right, let's go. Trey, what you got for us?
All right.
Seth, get ready.
Would you rather have Patrick Mahomes at quarterback, but you can't punt or kick a field goal all season, or you have the shittiest rated quarterback in the league, but you can kick and punt it? And let's say that your offense is like, offense is middle of the pack, defense is like middle of the pack.
Okay, so like
ranked 17th. Like 17th.
To give a defense. Okay. I think
so. It's got to be touchdown or bust with Mahomes. Man. Is that what you're saying?
And you have to go for two every time.
Oh yeah.
So the only time you kick it is on kickoffs.
But do you have the Chiefs offense with them? So like, is your offense like the Chiefs offense?
Mediocre for both,
they're
right?
They're mid, yeah. Both okay. Are just mid.
Okay.
I think I'd go with Mahomes. Because it's like, it's hard not to go with Patrick Mahomes. But again, I can't kick field goals.
Punting is big, I think.
Punting is huge.
In the NFL, punting is big.
I think I'd go with the team that pops into my mind is the Chicago Bears. Would you rather basically yeah. Would you rather be the Chicago Bears, or would you rather be Patrick Mahomes with no kickers?
With the Bears receiving core is what I'm getting at, right?
Sure, let's just say the Bears.
Well, no, I'm just thinking of that's basically what the Bears were, a good team with no quarterback.
Yeah.
And so they made the playoffs or whatever. If you can't, you're giving Mahomes, he's got to make, if you don't get at least one first down, it's an automatic at least 3 points for the other team every single time. So that's going to stack up on him. I think I would go with the what'd you say, mediocre quarterback or like
worst quarterback in the league.
Okay, worst. Okay, so the Bears, and then you'd get. I still think that at least keeps you somewhat competitive.
Not the worst starting quarterback. The worst.
Yeah.
The worst. Whoever the worst, let's say third stringer is.
Oh man.
Oh, man. I'm going Mahomes. I have to. I'm taking my chances with Patrick Mahomes because I'm going to get points from Mahomes. I know I can't punt, but I trust him. Even if I have a fourth down, I trust him to make a completion because he's going to put the – yeah, Nathan Peterman. Perfect. It can be
– yeah, it can
we'll
be
do
me.
Nathan.
Yeah,
we'll I like we'll do Nathan
is
Peterman.
Is he still in the league? Is he still around?
Yeah.
He's still with the Raiders, right?
I think he is, yeah.
Wow.
Mariota went in ahead of him, but I think he's still around.
Yeah, I'm taking my chances with Mahomes.
I think I am too.
But that's tough. That is really tough.
So that is tough. You get to a point where every time there's a kickoff, you've got to get at least a first down, or else it's a guaranteed 3 points. At least guaranteed 3 points. That's a lot of pressure. That's a good one to start on.
So you're going with?
I think I'd still go with Peterman.
Okay, Peterman, but you can.
I never thought I'd say Peterman over Mahomes, but in this situation, yeah. Yes, this is I different. Would take Nathan Peterman.
Okay,
don't get soundbited on that.
Okay, we got a disagreement off the bat between Seth and I with a Trey Jones. Great question, my man. Great question. He'll be back on the show, no doubt. That was good. That was a test. Seth, do you want to go next?
Yeah, mine's not like too hypothetical like that. I'm going to start with one based on the recent news of the New England Patriots bringing in Cam Newton, Newton back. Three options on this one. If you were the New England Patriots, would you rather sign Cam like they did today, bring him back, give him another shot, let him have another run at it?
Vomit.
Would you rather give up value, so picks or players for Jimmy Garoppolo, which they were rumored to be interested in, or would you draft a quarterback at 15 overall, trade house and rebuild?
What's rebuild?
Clean house, baby.
So like Gilmore's gone, the McCourty brothers gone.
I think if you'd have to draft a quarterback, unless you think he's ready to contend, I think you'd have to get value for those guys right now. So I would say, you could do whatever. I guess how I'd say that is you could do whatever you want, but you have to draft a quarterback at 15, and that's your guy.
And at 15, I'm assuming in this year.
Mac Jones.
Probably
Mac Jones would be realistic.
He would be like best case scenario,
that's
going to
be your foundation of your franchise.
How much am I giving up?
So you wouldn't get Cam back in this situation. Right. If you were to draft a quarterback, you would not. We're going to take the Cam out.
We got to rebuild. We got to rebuild. How much am I giving up for Garoppolo again? What was that scenario?
I just said value, but whatever Garoppolo you think would be worth, which...
What?
I think you could get him from cheap. I think that the Niners are ready. I think he's pretty good. I mean, he's, 16-6?
He's a winner.
We know Belichick loves him.
So that's why I think I might do the Garoppolo deal.
Jimmy G.
Keep some of my talent, get a quarterback that's really familiar with Belichick, his scheme, not give up a whole lot of value, but like a decent amount, and just get my quarterback. He's young. He's somewhat smart. He knows how to win, and that's all really Belichick cares about. I think that's what I would do.
Yeah, I feel like as long as you wouldn't have to give up a lot of key pieces on defense.
So would you try to bring Garoppolo back and try to contend this year?
Yeah, I got the Jets in my division still. I got a chance. I mean, the Bills are good.
The Bills and the Dolphins too.
I know.
Just seems
so,
on the rise.
I would do it.
I would probably go Garoppolo. Yeah.
I would.
I think he's more long term, more sustainable.
Right. Billy loves him. I thought that's what they were going to do. I thought they were going to really go after Garoppolo.
Okay, here we go. So we agreed. We both went Garoppolo, Trey.
Yeah.
Okay. So would you rather, as an athlete, doesn't matter what sport you play, both of you, would you rather peak early in your career and then just fall off a cliff? Or would you be labeled as a bust halfway through your prime and then absolutely take off on the second half of your career? Ooh. So would you rather peak early or peak late in your career?
It's like a Tyreek Evans or who's someone that's peaked late? JJ Redick.
I don't know. Yeah. I can't really, I don't know. So like, let's say you have like four just amazing years and then you're just a nobody, or you're just a nobody, but then you kind of take off at like 33 to like 37.
I would take the option where you basically get better. Because as an athlete, that's kind of your whole thing is get better. Mentally, that would drain you if you started out at a really high caliber and then you like went off the face of the earth. That would just mess with your psyche. You would never be able to not only recover as an athlete, like that could kind of mess you up, just like your mentality through life.
So just playing devil's advocate. If you do take off early, though, you get hella endorsements.
I was about to say,
your name's everywhere.
You can live off of it.
Right.
Yes.
You can kind of bounce around at least just based off what you once were.
Yes.
I think I'm
such playing
a big,
devil's advocate there.
Yeah.
I'm such a big legacy guy where I think I'd rather have the legacy, whereas being known as like a comeback story, like someone that did peak, I'd rather peak late. Because if you struggle or if you peak early and then you struggle the rest of your career, you're going to have to live with that for a long time. I mean, anytime anyone hears your name, that's what they're going to think of. Whereas if you struggle early and then pick it up later on, that's what you'll be remembered for. I mean, you're always remembered for the ending of your career, basically, like how you end it. So I think, I think ending it would be more important than starting it.
Okay. All right. Good answers, boys. Good answers. Trey, back to you.
Back to me. All righty.
Hey, attaboy.
All righty. Got another football hypothetical.
Oh, here we go.
Would you rather have to block Aaron Donald one-on-one all game? Or
I mean, what?
Cover Tariq Hill one-on-one all game.
And no help?
No help. And the offenses know that you're matched up one-on-one all game.
Oh, my God.
Or I guess, so for Aaron Donald, the defense knows.
Right, right.
And then the Chiefs would know that you're one-on-one.
Seth, you go first.
Oh, my gosh.
And disclaimer, you don't get injured.
I think, now I'm thinking here. I think I would rather guard Tyreek Hill all game. Because I think when with a quarterback and a receiver, I mean, obviously Patrick Mahomes, Tyreek Hill are probably the best one, but there's a lot of factors that could go into that. Whereas, like, the quarterback could overthrow him every now and then, which wouldn't hurt you as bad.
I don't think you can overthrow Tariq Hill.
That's also true.
Mahomes might inbounds, have one arm that could.
Yeah,
but
if it's inbounds, I don't think you could overthrow him.
But I think there's other factors where it's like you could throw it to a different guy, or they'll do a run play every now and then, transfer you, take a break. You're blocking Aaron Donald every single time. Okay. I mean, mentality-wise, I'm going to that. Like, all right, I'm going to put my hands in the ground. I'm just going to get destroyed. Here we go. Let's do it again. Yeah. And it's like over and over again. Yeah. I think it would be
I think I'm going to have to disagree with Seth one more time. I think I would rather block Aaron Donald. I think I would. And here's why. Because as the offensive line and my coach probably knows, I'm not winning this battle. And the quarterback's going to know, okay, I'm going to have 0.2 seconds to do something here. He could kind of throw it away and offensive line's usually not put on highlights. So, like, my career's not in jeopardy. But if you're burnt toast on social media as a corner, your name's everywhere.
Yep.
Like, you're getting, like, absolutely roasted, even for one bad play. Like, Stephon Gilmore, he can be just clamping him all game, but one bad slip-up,
being
you're
a
on
corner,
Twitter.
I think, absolutely, is, like, the toughest position in football to begin with.
100%.
Because you're instantly exposed.
Yeah.
Like, Tariq Hill, if you went one-on-one against someone all game, unless it was Jalen or like Jair, you might go for like four or five long tuds.
Yeah. So I mean,
I think I'm kind of with you. I think that if you're if you're blocking Aaron Donald, your offense could come up with just funnel screen away from him.
Yep.
All game.
Exactly.
That's true. But I just think mentality wise, I would be so drained. So, I agree with that.
100%. You're always looking at the clock. You're like, is it zero yet? Is it zero yet? But that's my answer. That is. That's a tough one. That's good.
I like that one.
Mr. Newville.
All right. I got one. Kind of a hypothetical career one. Could be any sport. Any sport you want. Would you rather be drafted by your hometown team, struggle with them for your whole
Boise
career?
Hawks.
Whoever it
is. Idaho Stampede. Yeah. Steelheads.
Struggle. Like you play well, but your team is bad ever, like almost like a Joe Thomas with the Browns situation, bad every year, but then win a ring right before you call a career. Or would you rather hop around and get a couple of rings with numerous teams?
More
rings, the better. Yeah. I mean, yeah. I think I would hop around. That is tough though, because if you're that hometown hero, I'm assuming I'm like a star player.
Yeah.
For the hometown. Yeah.
You are like the star in this situation.
I think hop around.
I think I would too.
I think especially as an athlete, being able to live in different cities and be the man in different cities, that'd be pretty damn cool.
Yeah.
I have to agree with Trey. I think I would hop around. Win, what, three rings? Couple?
Yeah, let me say three.
I think I would do that. More rings, the better. But that is tough because nothing's more sweet than winning one for your hometown. But, I mean, more rings, the better. Right. If I'm choosing three over one, it's three for me. I'm sorry. But, yeah, that's just fair. Me. Okay.
But you choose four over six?
Oh, we're not doing this again, bro. We are not doing
no,
this
we're
again.
Not doing
we're
this.
Not. We can go literally hours again.
All right, I'm done.
Okay. That was a setup, bro. Yeah, that was a fucking setup. Yeah. You son of a bitch. All right, here's one. Would you rather get tackled full speed by Ray Lewis in his prime or take a free kick to the face from Cristiano Ronaldo?
Oh. is this football? Like, do you have pads?
Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
Can
I wear like the additive thing on my head? practice helmets.
We're gonna say yes, you can wear pads, but I mean, you're getting literally like Ray Lewis is getting like a 7 yard head start in his prime. But you're stationary. This is a free tackle, free kick.
I think I'll take the tackle.
Tackle from Ray.
Yeah, because I don't want to get all my teeth kicked out.
Yeah,
who
honestly.
Said that, bro? Who said that?
What was it?
It was, would you rather watch paint dry or Drew Brees for another season?
I got Drew Brees one coming up.
Oh, my God. I think I would rather watch Drew Brees for another season. But that's a good one. That is good. I don't know. That was probably Grant Baden. He's always doing that, dude.
The free kick, the one I think I would take. I'd rather take the tackle. I think too. Yeah.
Really?
I think
by
so.
Ray Lewis.
I mean, you get hit with a soccer ball. That hurts
to the face. Yeah,
especially
that
especially like
good.
A Ronaldo a free kick.
Oh,
soccer ball.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Soccer ball. Yeah.
I still think I take.
But
the
that's
tackle.
A free kick. Yeah. That's a Ronaldo sure. free kick.
Yeah.
Nose is broken.
Yeah. Nose is broken. Oh, I just hate that feeling when you hit something and it's like that steamy yeah. feeling. It's like,
oh, your eyes are watering. Your nose
miserable.
Plus, like, that's a way cooler story. Yeah, I got tackled by Ray Lewis. Ray Lewis, yeah.
I barely made it, but it was sweet.
I saw that video there. Have you seen the video of Chad Johnson trying to block Ray Lewis? And he's all mic'd up, too.
Trying to block Ray. Made my ass out.
Jaywalk so says, funny. No shot, I'm taking Ray Lewis. Huh.
Like, he'd rather have get tackled by Ray Lewis?
Kicked in the face.
Oh, we got another one there. That's a lengthy one.
It's a Quentin Nelson. All I see is Quentin Nelson.
Would you rather have Quentin Nelson on your defensive lineman or Aaron Donald on your offensive line? Oh.
Oh.
Give me Aaron Donald.
Yeah, I think I'd take Donald.
Give me him at guard. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'll take Donald.
Yeah.
Quentin Nelson. He's quick for an O-lineman, but you got to be pretty quick to be a defensive lineman.
I think the only issue with Aaron Donald playing O-line would be pass pro, he's still going forward.
He's still driving.
He's probably going to take his guy with him forward.
He would get the most illegal men downfield of all time.
Yeah, the ref would be like,
because he's just driving fools 30 yards downfield.
That's a good one. I like that one.
That was a good one. I think we're on to Trey. Yeah, Trey.
All righty.
Number three.
So, okay, I got two. Yeah, let's do this one. Okay, would you rather have, so in this scenario, you can call a play for your offense, but you can't audible at the line at all.
And okay.
That's a huge part of the NFL, right?
Yeah.
Right.
So would you rather have Lamar Jackson at quarterback or Tom Brady? No audible.
Ooh. And it's like, right, it's like today. It's like not in their primes, like not in Tom Brady's prime.
Is this
like,
for like a season?
We'll give T. Brady a few years ago.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll give 2016, Tom.
Oh, shit.
Is this just for one play, or is this like the whole season?
All season or all game.
Okay.
Super Bowl. Let's just say in a Super Bowl.
Okay.
I got to say Tom Brady, right? But he can't escape.
The biggest thing about Tom Brady is his IQ, his ability just to change everything.
Yep. Yeah.
Lamar could at least get you out of a bad play because he could take off and run.
This is a good one.
I honestly, I'm going to get soundbited twice now today. I'm going to take Nathan Peterman Patrick Mahomes, and now I'm taking Lamar Jackson over Tom Brady, but I think I would.
I think I would, too, actually.
Out of a bad situation.
Yeah,
I feel like Lamar doesn't audible that much. Not as much as T-Brady.
Exactly, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. No, yeah, Tom's always going, Alpha!
Yeah.
Cal! Mike! Yeah, I would probably go Lamar as well, because he can use his legs to get out of a play, and all he needs 10 yards, right? All he needs 10 yards. Mm-hmm. Tom can't move. No. Yeah, and if you can't call an audible, Tom could throw a pass, safety's coming, corner's coming back, a D-lineman's dropping back. Yeah, that's, listen, I think a lot of y'all aren't understanding. NBA, would you rather? Would you rather have one superstar, LeBron, KD, etc., and a bunch of bums, or a bunch of sixth men?
Like,
it's a star-driven
league. It's top-notch six men.
So that'd be like a team of what? You'd have like Jordan Clarkson, Trez.
Norman Powell.
That's a good question.
It's a star-driven league. You take the star.
I think I'd have to go LeBron.
Sell more
and
jerseys,
bums.
More yeah. tickets too.
I have to go LeBron and bums because he can make that work.
Yeah,
he can make JR and Tristan Thompson work. Yeah. We're going somewhere, right? If I have LeBron and bums, I mean, hey, whoever asked that, how big of bums are we talking? Like, are we talking like JR, CD Osman, like those kind of bums, or like freaking like G Leaguers? Tony Snell. Yeah, I would do LeBron and Tony Snell's.
It's just a start.
Thon Maker. Yeah, I would think I'd still take LeBron. Because LeBron can just be like, Thon, stay in the paint, bro.
In a league where six men, I mean, yeah, they're good, but who's your best player? Jordan Clarkson? Montrezl Harrell?
Yeah. Especially when it comes to crunch time, who's taking that shot?
Right.
Seth, are you up?
Yeah.
Right.
I'm going to use my Saints one. I got a Saints one for you guys.
Ooh. All right, here we go.
Thank you.
Quarterback position, pretty straightforward on this one. Would you rather play another season with Drew Brees at quarterback?
Okay.
Have Brees retire and have Jameis be your quarterback?
Oh, three options?
Or trade everything you have for Russell Wilson?
Jameis, it's Jameis season. No hesitation. It's time for Jameis.
You want Jameis?
I want Jameis back.
What's the package looking like for Russ?
Everything. You got it. It's Lattimore. It's
Lattimore.
Everything that you're keeping.
Can we keep Kamara?
No, Kamara's gone.
No. Oh, no shot. I'm doing that then. Yeah. What? Like, are we talking like we're doing like Lattimore, Ramchick, Cam Jordan, and like two firsts?
Big package. I'll let you choose between Lattimore or Kamara.
Oh, Lattimore.
But one of them's got to go.
I'm Kamara plus and Russell
picks,
Wilson?
Plus the remaining whatever it is you guys have left after free agency.
I think I'm still doing Jameis. Way cheaper.
So you'd rather have Jameis than Brees this next year?
100%.
Yeah.
100%.
One thing, too, that excites me about the possibility of Jameis starting, if you watch any Saints games, he was the most hyped dude on the sideline.
100%.
Like,
other than Gardner Johnson, everyone, he was probably the most hyped. Yeah.
Well, CJ was more shit talking.
Yeah.
Doing his thing. But, like, you can just tell that everyone fucks with Jameis, too.
Yeah.
Everyone in that locker room likes him a lot. I think they honestly want him to be the guy.
Yeah.
Obviously, I think, like, they would take Russ because he's obviously the superior quarterback.
Right.
But I think that guys might be, like, be looking forward to rally around Jameis.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if we're,
I think receivers would too. They haven't had a downfield quarterback in a long. I think Michael Thomas would like that.
I think they want
100%.
Yeah.
Kind of gunslinger who
could
be a little reckless, but.
Yeah, but like, do you think you could get, I mean, you guys have been in this hump for so long where you're like Super Bowl contenders, but haven't quite gone there. You think you could get there with Winston? And I'm not saying this next year, but in the next couple of years, you think Winston could get you there?
The defense is set up. Sean Payton's.
Defense was what it was this year. I think if Jameis started this year, it's hard to say because I think this year was big for him just to develop and not
learn
even have
so
to
much.
Worry about being a starter, kind of.
This was the most mature move in his career by far, doing that, taking a seat.
I think if we had, so basically this upcoming season, if we had the team from last year with Jameis at Q, I think we could be Super Bowl contenders.
I think so too, because we could actually throw a fucking deep ball.
Yeah, exactly.
My God.
Defense is honest.
Like look what happened when he came into the Bucks game. Touchdown. First, like one play.
I don't know how they weren't expecting that. That was
I know. Jameis goes in the game. What do you what do you think?
He's gonna catch a screen
or throw a slant?
Yeah.
Hell no.
That was weird.
That's a good question though. I think it's Jameis season. I'm with Trey. It's Jameis season. Okay, my turn. All right, I got one for you individually. We'll start with Seth. Seth, watch this.
Yeah. Cook him.
Would you rather watch the Dodgers or the Lakers go back to back?
Oh my God.
Oh, LeBron, this one's going to hurt him. Too. Yeah, this is going to hurt him. oh man, think about it.
Yeah, this last year sucked. I just had COVID to use as my excuse. Dodgers. I can't see LeBron win another one.
but
I'm telling you, during when LeBron's playing the finals, that is like the most stressful 2 weeks of my life. Because I basically have to shut my Twitter down if LeBron does anything in the finals. And I'm legit stressed during those times. And so I think, you know, I love baseball and I hate the Dodgers. But I don't expect the Mariners to ever contend anyway. So it's not like I'm that stressed about them doing good. So I think I'd go with the Dodgers.
You could just kind of blame it on the money.
Yeah. It's a money salary game. Cap, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, especially
Manners got hit with injuries early.
Yeah.
Okay, now Trey. Would you rather never play basketball or football ever again? And this means like you can never pick up a football or a basketball ever again. One's got to go.
Basketball.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. That's kind of a tough one because like moving forward, I'm not going to play football very often.
But you can never pick up a football.
Can't toss the pigskin with your kids.
Tossing the pigskin. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gotcha.
But yeah, that's a tough one because like actually playing it, I'd rather play basketball.
Right.
Picking something up, yeah, football. I want to pick up football. So.
Okay.
That's a good one, though.
Okay. One. Yeah, I know. I was like, oh, these boys are going to struggle. All right. Trey, you got another?
Yeah, I do got another, actually.
Okay, sweet. I got to get more. This is too fun.
All right.
I know. I'm trying to think of.
Would you rather have a point guard that shoots, say, 15% from free throw?
But holy he's
like,
shit.
But he's like your guy. He's like, let's
Sixers
say.
Sixers are doing pretty good, Ben Simmons.
let's say he's like Chris Paul. Okay, here. I'll set this up better. Would you rather have Chris Paul, but he shoots 15% from free throw, or a big man, let's say Joel Embiid, but he fouls out every single game with 3 minutes left.
Oh. Say the second one more time.
So the first one, you got Chris Paul, but he shoots 15% from free throw. Second one, Joel Embiid, but he fouls out with 3 minutes left.
And are these both like the cornerstones of your team? Are these like
like Embiid's by far best my players. Best player?
Okay.
Oh.
I think I'd go with the big man. I think so much in today's NBA, you don't, especially down the stretch, you don't need a big man. I mean, obviously, if he's your best player, it is tough. Because I try to think of the Sixers, and they'd be terrible without Embiid. But I think you could escape if your team gets hot. And I mean, the Warriors won a championship with their center being 6'7".
Yeah.
And so I think you could kind of get away with it. If you have a point guard that
can't shoot free throws, that is
and that's your
tough.
Best player, that's... Especially end of the games where you basically have to pull him out of the game.
See, that was my biggest thing is getting the ball like down court.
Yeah.
Especially if he's your handler guy.
And I know if I'm a coaching against a guy that is 15%, I think I'd foul him every time. So exactly. I think I'd go with the big man.
15%? Yeah, you bet your ass I'm fouling him every time. I would probably agree with you, Seth, because if you're a guard and you can't hit free throws late in game, that's atrocious. Embiid, that's going to be a big hole in the paint if he's out for the last 3 minutes of the game. I mean, you can just feed the paint all day.
Exactly. I think it hurts mostly on defense and rebounding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Defense. Especially late in games because NBA turns into like ISO ball at the end of games. And a lot of times the big men aren't even involved except for defend the paint. And so I think you could survive without that. That's why I don't think Philly's going to do anything in the play. I mean, Philly has
I'm
both
never
those
believing
things.
In
they
Philly.
Have a point guard that shoots 15% and a dominant center. So that's basically
healthy.
The 76ers.
That is basically Philly, yeah. But they're both so talented. I'll just never believe in Philly unless one of them goes. Unless they got to change something with one of those two, honestly. Seth, you got another?
Yeah, I got a really straightforward one, but everyone's been talking about it lately. Would you rather, we'll say New York Jets, take Zach Wilson or Justin Fields?
Justin Fields.
Trey's a Buckeyes fan.
I'm 100% on board for Justin Fields.
Right? Too. Oh, no, you're not a Buckeyes fan, are you? No, you are? Oh, okay. Are you more Notre Dame or Ohio State?
Both. Because
wait, really? I didn't know you were that big of an Ohio State fan.
Yeah, because, well, part of it, Notre Dame's never going to win a natty. They're just going to keep getting dicked down in the first. So I got to have one contender.
That's fair.
One to at least make it to the championship.
Yeah. No, I'll take Justin Fields.
Yeah.
I also
am not a fan of Zach Wilson.
I'm not either.
See, I believe in Zach Wilson, honestly. Justin Fields almost lost to IU, and then Trey Lance.
Yeah, Zach Wilson lost to Coastal Carolina.
Trey Lance, QB2 in the class. I'm a believer in Zach Wilson. Don't get me wrong, I hate BYU, can't stand him. But I think the kid is extremely smart. He's got a good arm. He's accurate when he has time. And I think if he goes into a right system, I think he's got to be a QB that sits a year. But I think,
With the Jets, he'll have to be QB1.
He'll have to start, right, huh?
If they trade Darnold, yeah.
There was a comment that said, Ian Book greater than Justin Fields. How do you feel about that?
I like it. It's cap, but I like it. I like where your head's at.
I like where your head's at.
Oh, my goodness.
Ian Book, most winning quarterback in Notre Dame history.
I feel like he's been there for 6 years.
Yeah, he played a long time.
Yeah.
He was like the Grayson Allen of college football. Like, I swear to God, Grayson Allen was at Duke forever. That dude has been there for a decade. It was the Plumleys and then Grayson Allen.
Oh, the Plumleys were the
Jesus
worst.
Christ. Yeah, I kind of want to take Zach Wilson. Don't get me wrong. Wilson. I can't stand him. Can't stand him. But I'll admit, he's really good. Like, really good. Like, I've never seen Boise State be beaten that bad ever.
Yeah.
Ever. At home. That's saying something.
True freshman in at quarterback.
Yeah. And he was dropping some throws where I was like, holy shit, dude. Yeah.
I just feel like Fields is built a lot better for. He's what, 6'3", 6'4"?
Yeah.
Yeah, better athlete.
I do like Fields more.
Too. Everyone's kind of gassing up Wilson because he has like a stronger arm than you'd think.
Yeah.
Fields is probably better still.
Right.
Fields is more talented.
The only thing that does make me nervous with Fields, and I think it's why Ohio State quarterbacks in general have struggled, is their whole system is like the first read.
That's why
like
that's why
there are so many clips of Justin Fields where he doesn't even look at one side of
the field. He doesn't have to.
High octane, get the ball out.
Yeah.
Yeah. He doesn't have to, yeah.
But that was my biggest concern with Justin Herbert, too, because, I mean, when I saw him at Oregon, I was like, this guy, just everything's quick slants. Everyone says he has a big arm. I haven't seen it, and it's... and then all of a sudden, now he's got this cannon and is playing incredible football. So I said the same thing about him, but that is the one thing that makes me nervous about Justin Fields, but I do like him more than Zach Wilson. Yeah. I think every year there's some quarterback that once we get to the draft, everyone comes out of nowhere. Like, has no one been preparing for the last 3 years for Trevor Lawrence? And now everyone's like, Zach Wilson might be better than Trevor Lawrence. It's like, I just don't know what he did to prove that.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, I got one. This is a good one. Would you rather your NFL team lose every game of the season, so go 0-16, 0-17 now, or would you rather them lose a heartbreaker in the final seconds of the 16th or 17th game to miss the playoffs?
Heartbreaker.
Every year. Every single year.
Wait, but or they go
0-16, 0-17.
Every year.
Yeah, you know they're getting the number one pick. You know you're going to get an absolute freaking stud.
Sounds like a question for Saints fans.
Yeah, I like the heartbreak. I'm
used to it at this point.
He would have to go heartbreak. That's part of the fun of being a sports fan is...
Yeah.
Been there before, go Lions.
Not saying the letdown is fun, but the journey there is fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta experience some wins. I think I would do heartbreak at this point. We're kind of used to it, playoff time, but...
I don't know. 0-16, though, I mean, it's... Being a Mariners fan is nice because like you go in and you're like, all right, we could
top
bet on some games. I don't care what happens. Oh, it's 16. You know, you could rely on fantasy football to have some fun. You don't have to have any pressure. But yeah, that would be brutal.
Oh,
I would still rather have the heartbreak.
Okay, I got a good one. I'm sorry. I got to go one more time. This is a good one. Okay. Would you rather be forced to listen of 24 straight hours of Chris Collinsworth talking about Aaron Rodgers or Skip Bayless talking about Tom Brady?
Chris Collinsworth. I love that man.
Yeah, I think I would go Chris Collinsworth.
You're not even going to think about this?
No.
Either of you, really?
I hate Skip Bayless.
Skip's a peon, yeah.
He hates LeBron, which is dope. He's got my back on that one, but I can't stand Skip Bayless.
I like his shoe game, but that's about it.
His shoe game is pretty dirty.
I'll take both of them before I'll take Stephen A. on anything, though.
Yeah, facts.
How about this? Ooh, how about this? How about Stephen A. talking about Aaron Rodgers or Skip Bayless talking about Tom Brady?
Maybe
he's
Stephen
a
A.
bad man.
Stephen A. will at least have some funny, like, little sound clips, like, make you chuckle a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, man. I just get a headache when I listen to Stephen A. Smith.
24 hours.
ESPN sucks.
Are we max volume?
Yeah. Headphones.
We got like the beats on.
Headphones in. 24 straight hours.
I think I'd go. I'd rather listen to Skip.
At that point, maybe Skip. Yeah. Stephen A. might be a little Stephen much.
I think I would do Skip Bayless too. Stephen A. would give me a headache. Yeah. I'm not going to lie. I think I would go Skip, but that would be a tough 24 hours. That would be brutal. All right, hey, you guys got one before we wrap up? Anyone in the comments, make sure to drop one real quick. We're kind of wrap up here. It's 8:06. I'm kind of hungry, I'm not going to lie. Been talking a lot of sports. I'm cracked. That energy drink hit. Thank you, Seth.
Anytime.
All right, here's one.
Uh-oh.
Quick one. Would you rather have Jalen Ramsey or, let's say, D-Hop?
Oh. I go Jalen Ramsey.
Yep.
I think receiver. I mean, look around at the top teams in the NFL. Like, I mean, the Chiefs are an exception with Tyreek Hill. But, I mean, you look at all the best receivers. Julio Jones, despite that one Super Bowl, Falcons haven't really been that competitive over the years. DeAndre Hopkins hasn't really got there. I mean, you can't really build through receiver. I think you could build through a corner. I mean,
yeah, Ramsey.
Jalen Ramsey, basically. I mean, him and I think obviously that defensive line, they almost single-handedly beat the Seattle Seahawks in the playoffs. I mean,
yeah, absolutely.
That offense, the Rams offense was terrible up until the end of that game.
Yeah.
And Jared so that
Goof
basically
had a broken thumb. Yeah.
And then and had to play because their backup got hurt.
Yeah, they got sent to the hospital, dude.
So I think you could go on runs. I mean, if you have a corner that could take away, basically take away any receiver, I think that's more valuable than having a receiver.
Yeah, I agree.
James, just to let you know, I can't scroll up further in the comments, buddy. I think you might have to retype it. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm trying to think of one off the top of my head. Oh, here we go.
Can you read that far?
It's about to come up here. I can't.
I've seen you guys reading.
Okay, here we go. It's up. Justin Herbert or Josh Allen over the next 5 years for each of your guys' teams.
So like our favorite, like for Seattle or for New Orleans? I go Josh Allen because Seattle's O-line, and he could escape better than I think Herbert can.
Okay. I hate to interrupt, but I just got a Embiid out rest of game notification. That's funny.
That's crazy.
That's funny. Okay. Herbert or Josh Allen? I'd say Josh Allen because he can kind of design you more plays with his legs.
I agree. I think I'm going Josh Allen.
I watched BSU beat both these guys.
Ooh, yeah.
One thing about Herbert.
Hank Bachmeyer all the way. Brett Rippin all the way.
One thing about Herbert, which I think honestly helped his progression a lot, was not having fans. Being able to dial up stuff at the line way easier.
It's going
to
be a different story.
Yeah, that'll be interesting to see. I think that just helped him elevate his game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that's kind of something that's still kind of, I guess, a little up in the air.
It'll be a factor. Right. Yeah, I do love me some Justin Herbert. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. He was probably my favorite rookie. And I believed in him coming out of the draft. I was a big Herbert guy. I was. I was shocked he stayed another year. And I think that's what kind of everyone was like, maybe he wasn't ready. Maybe he's second-guessing, but he's a baller. But I think Josh Allen, he's the better athlete. He was third in completion percentage this year. Mm-hmm. Top three arm in the league. Super smart.
And he already proved that he can make those steps.
Exactly. Yep. Yeah. I got Josh Allen.
Yeah. Same.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. I'm going Josh Allen too, just for his ability to escape Seattle's O-line.
That was a good question. Thank you, James. Appreciate it, my man. Yeah, y'all, that's going to wrap up our second episode.
I got one more.
That's going to wrap up. No, I'm just kidding. Okay. Seth, what you got?
My last one was, so if you're a bettor, you can only bet on one sporting event for the rest of your life. One single sporting event. And this is just kind of a generic one, but what would it be?
Like one game?
Or one like game, or if it's like baseball or basketball, it could be a series.
Is March Madness one event? Or that would be like Final Four?
That would count. I'd count March Madness, right? Like March Madness games.
That's a lot of games, though.
That is.
That's a lot of games.
That is.
Maybe Final Four?
Yeah, I'll go Final Four. I like the Final Four. Or we'll say Sweet 16.
Ooh. Yeah, I'd probably take that.
Because if I'm giving you seven NBA games.
Honestly, fuck no. I hit more of my picks in the round of 64. Honest to God, I do.
Just the ones?
Yeah, no, honestly, I do. I feel like I can kind of point out the upsets before they happen. Like the 5-12 seed games?
Yeah, I hit one every year. A lot, yeah.
But I mean,
probably go March Madness just because
March Madness,
the fun of it too.
Yeah, able, it's like, a goddamn thrill.
So I feel like too, it,
there's no such thing as a dumb bet.
Yeah, yeah, that is very
because
true.
Of how crazy it is.
That
so
is very true.
You wouldn't have hopefully as much like kind of you know that buyer's remorse,
right,
of making
right.
what you think is a stupid bet if you bet
right
a huge underdog.
It's awful fun. Yeah, yeah.
I do love.
I think
betting.
I'll go that or the Super Bowl.
I was gonna say
Super Bowl props or
the prop bets are always fun.
I was gonna say Super Bowl is probably mine. It's football. That's probably yeah. my knowledge. I know the best.
Same.
A wild card for me would be the Masters. I think the Masters is a lot of fun.
Wow, I would not. Wow. I love playing golf, but oh my God. Nope. And then honestly, a second one for me would be the World Series.
Really?
Yeah.
I think baseball's so hard to bet on.
It is, but I mean, I always do pitching matchups.
I was about to say, yeah. Bullpen. Kind of like the pitching matchups.
Bullpen the night before, you see who pitched, the lineup, if it's a lefty or righty. You can kind of narrow it down, and the World Series game one made me a bag this year, go. So that's why I was like, yeah, I like the World Series. I do. So, yeah, I'd say NFL and, yeah, Super Bowl and World Series for me, and then March Madness would probably be third. That's a fun one.
Yeah, I'd probably go March Madness and then Super Bowl. Maybe Finals after that.
NBA Finals, yeah, that's definitely up there too.
Especially because you can kind of like, in the finals, a team goes up like 2-0, you can kind of like have more faith in the dog almost. Yeah. Be like they're kind of due for one, like
especially when there's
the
fans,
trends of like who
home
was
court,
right?
Yeah, home and away is big too.
Yeah. All right, y'all, I got to piss really bad. So we're going to wrap up here. Thank you guys for joining us. Make sure to give us retweets, likes here on Twitter. Make sure to follow us on Apple, Spotify, Trey. Thanks for coming on, my man. It was a pleasure.
Oh, yeah. Appreciate it. Good
I had
time,
fun.
Boys.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Fun. Hopefully not the end before you leave. Maybe one more appearance.
Definitely.
All right. Sweet. All right. Y'all have a good one. Take it easy. Peace and love, y'all. We'll catch you next time on The Takeover. We'll see you Monday. Again, make sure to shout us out. Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Thanks to Speak Boise. We love y'all.
Peace.
Oh my goodness. Y'all made it to the end of the podcast. Let's go. Make sure to follow us on Twitter at the_takeover for the ability to see us live Mondays and Fridays, 5:30 to 6:30 Mountain Standard Time, while we record our episodes to see the behind the scenes action, and you can leave comments and questions for us to answer. If you know anyone that needs a new sports podcast to listen to, make sure to tell all your friends, siblings, parents, baby mamas, and everyone else out there all about The Takeover. We appreciate y'all. Peace and love. Hope you catch us next week.